Can I ask you about some of the songs? Because it's some of my favorite songs.
Oh, absolutely.
Was there like a moment when I hear a symphony, I think it's one of your favorite?
Yeah.
Was there a moment of inspiration for that?
Was
there a symphony you were listening to? Or was it simply you had an experience where you heard?
Well,
like we have that moment where we hear.
I always figured, as corny as it may sound, everybody had their own band. Everybody's got a band walking behind them, you know what I mean? You know, and when I was a kid, I always thought music was there following me. You know, I mean, you know, I can hear, I can pick up sounds and things and be, you know, people, you see people skipping along when you're a kid, you know, and stuff. And what are they skipping to? What are they listening to? I mean, it's an inner voice. It's an inner type of thing. And that's basically where the title came from. I hear a symphony, and I just applied it to a 101 love thing with a girl, you know. Whenever you're around, I hear a symphony, I hear a melody, they get me closer. You know what I mean? And because when it gets so overwhelming, this feeling that you have for a person, and she's around you, you can't describe it any other way. It's just music. She becomes, as soon as you see her face, a feeling comes over you that you can only probably define it as a piece of music, a symphony, you know, coming at you. You look at her face, and when she touches you, and you both of you take hold of each other's hands, it's like it's magic, you know what I mean? And the only thing I ever got like that made me feel that way is music, you know, coming across a great song, a great melody. And that's a woman, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, when I'm touching her and she's touching me, and we looking at each other right there at that moment. No greater symphony was ever written, you know what I mean? That's how it came about.
That's great. Yeah. And did you start to, when you had performers in mind for songs, did mm-hmm. you, had the songs you wrote for specific, like mm-hmm. the Supremes would have been, their harmonies would have been, you know, pretty distinctive?
Well, yeah, because of when it started out with Where'd Our Love Go? They hated the song. They didn't like it. They thought it was the worst piece of crap. They said, this is what they said. It's awful. And so when I had to, put the background part on that particular, when I first just came up with it, baby, just a simple melody. I was playing, where did I love go? And that's basically all I had at first, you know. But then after I cut the track and I started to, developing it and going into more of it, the feeling of it and what it should be like. And I started thinking about what was I really feeling, you know. And I had all this background part with these harmonies worked out. And it was sophisticated, but it was too much. It's called overproducing type thing. And then all of a sudden, when I had the girls finally in the studio and we convinced them to do the song, I had the girls in the studio and I had playing these parts, and they didn't want to sing it. They didn't like the song. So I said, okay, do this. Baby, sometimes less is more. You know what I mean? And that's all it took at certain spots. Where did our love go? In unison. Oh, and with Diane singing, oh, don't you, baby. Counterpoints, you know what I mean? In unison. No harmony, nothing, just the and then a ooh, or maybe a two spotted with harmony, two-part harmony. And the simplicity of that and the feeling of that and Diana Ross's attitude about the not liking the song was just what the attitude that the song was calling for.
Right.
Her surly attitude was the thing. That's what made it happen.
Okay. Just two more quick questions I'll have to... Band of Gold is a real a lot of this music is just so much part of British culture now.
Right. Oh yeah, I know.
Motown, Northern Soul.
Yeah, I had a song that they loved, or they used to close a club up in Northern Soul called Why Can't We Be Lovers? That a lot of people said, man, you should come there. They want you to come to Northern, because they got the Why Can't We Be Lovers, oh God. Somebody were telling me about it. Was used to be anyway, one of that.
Well, Band of Gold is a big crossover. Is that, was that, but that's a
good yeah.
It still sort of gives me the shivers. Was it autobiographical or
no? It was just a thing that the Brian Holland and I were working on, and Brian came up actually with the melody, and we started the fooling with it, and we just got together on, sitting side by side on the piano and just worked out the feeling of it. And it is dun 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 dun. Now that you're gone. You know, it's just, we just roll with it. And so those songs mostly kind of write themselves. Once you get a feeling, once you get a spark and that energy hits you, then it sort of like take you where they want to go. The song takes you where it wants to go. And we just stay in, you know, with the muses, pushing it along.
Well, it's like it's very economical writing. It's a whole movie in a few lines.
Oh, man.
It's a whole movie in just a
Absolutely.
Really short.
That's what many mute. Many movies is what we used to call our songs, you know, because they all had little beginning, middles, and ends. Many musicals in that, in a sense.
Have you heard Marcia Griffiths?
No.
You know Marcia Griffiths' version of Band of Gold?
Not yet.
Oh, I wonder if I can get a...
That's her.
The girls do a lovely job, don't they?
Yeah. I'm gonna try to get it. Yeah. All right.
Hey, it's a real thrill to me.
Yeah,
real pleasure.
Same here. Yeah. Okay.
We'll talk again.